Baltimore City State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby announced Friday morning that all six police officers involved in the arrest and transport of Freddie Gray, the 25-year-old black man who died as a direct result of injuries sustained while in police custody, will face charges.
The findings of our comprehensive, thorough, and independent investigation, coupled with the medical examiner's determination that Mr. Gray's death was a homicide, which we received today, has led us to believe that we have probable cause to file criminal charges.
The officers face charges ranging from second-degree depraved heart murder to misconduct in office. Warrants have been issued for their arrest. Prosecutor Mosby also said that the events that led to Gray's death began when one officer made eye contact with the victim. The subsequent arrest, she said, was illegal, as Gray had not broken any laws. In her Friday press conference, Mosby read out a lengthy affidavit putting probable cause for the charges against the officers on the public record, but called on officials with inside information not to jeopardize the investigation by selective leaks.
I hope that as we move forward with this case, everyone will respect due process and refrain from doing anything that will jeopardize our ability to seek justice. To the people of Baltimore and the demonstrators across America, I heard your call for no justice, no peace. Your peace is sincerely needed as I work to deliver justice on behalf of this young man.
Peaceful protests began in Baltimore immediately after Gray's death, but the tenor of the rallies and the level of media attention ratcheted up notably Monday, the day of his funeral. By nightfall, the governor of Maryland had declared a state of emergency. Solidarity protests in other cities with long simmering grievances about the lack of police accountability continued through the week, with actions in cities including Minneapolis, Ferguson, Boston, and Philadelphia. More are set for the May Day weekend from Miami to Oakland to Seattle. Sabat Jordan, with the Black Youth Project, spoke at a rally in New York City Wednesday night.
I'm tired of hearing the same story over and over. I'm tired of feeling the same pain. I'm tired of looking at people who look like they could be my brother or my boyfriend or my uncle or my son. And I'm exhausted of it. And on the other hand, I'm proud. I'm proud that we are, as a country, saying enough is enough. I'm proud that we are saying we are no longer going to sit at home, sit on our asses, sit in our offices, and watch as a whole race of people is terrorized and brutalized by the people who are supposed to be protecting and serving us. I'm proud to see everybody out here who is standing up for justice.